If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A better-than-expected report on jobless claims is out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting initial claims for unemployment benefits last week were down by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 236,000 when analysts were expecting a slight rise to 240,000. But it was the third straight week of declining claims, also the 144th consecutive week below the 300,000 level, suggesting a strong labor market.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker moved ahead earlier this week with plans to make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to drug test able-bodied adults who are receiving food stamps. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Kleinfisch explains what it will take to get in Wisconsin's welfare program.
But in order to be eligible to do this, we want folks to take a drug screen. So there are about 67,000 people who would be eligible to take this drug screening. And then after the drug screening, we'll identify those folks who may have to go for a drug test.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
House and Senate Republicans are still working out the details of a tax bill that they hope to get to the president coming up here right before Christmas time. Republican Senator Ted Cruz is a big fan of adding an amendment that he believes will help many working class families. He explains that amendment.
And what it does is it takes 529 college savings plans, which many, many people have. They let you save in a tax-advantaged way for college expenses. They're immensely popular. Parents, grandparents can save so that kids can go to college. My amendment expands 529, so now you can not only save to go to college, you can also spend from your 529 plan on K through 12 education expenses for public schools, for private schools, for religious schools, for homeschooling, up to $10,000 a year.
New reports are coming out regarding North Korea's nuclear arsenal. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
News of the use of Champ rockets came to light after being reported by the Sun newspaper in London. CHAMP, which stands for Counter Electronics High Power Microwave Advanced Missile Project, would be fired from B-52 bombers that would disable the nuclear weapons as they sat on North Korean launching pads. The Sun released the report amid the massive joint U.S.-South Korea military drills, which Pyongyang described as a provocation. I'm John Clemens.
The Albuquerque Journal is reporting three people were killed in a shooting at a high school in Aztec, New Mexico. Police are still working on the motive. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, it's going to be Mission Impossible today, without a doubt. I don't know. It's not possible. 3 hours not going to be enough time to get through everything we need to get through by any stretch of the imagination. I love everyone's emails. I really do. Everybody wanted my comments in regards to the tax deal, Matt Lauer. I'll get to it all. I'll try. I do need to remind everybody, I'm on 6 days a week, okay? If my show is not on near you, my morning show, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time, call your favorite radio station and tell them to air it. Just that simple. If not, guys, we don't charge for our podcast. You can get to our website at watchdogandwallstreet.com and get it there. And I'm going to start off today. I want to talk about this because this story is getting no attention. Wells Fargo is in trouble again. Again. Regulators have found out that they systematically ripped off their clients when it came to currency trades. Now, people say, well, who does currency trades? Businesses do currency trades. If you sell items overseas and you've got to turn euros into dollars and vice versa, it's a big deal to you. And they systematically ripped off their clients. They knew exactly what they were doing. And what did they say? What was their answer? I'm going to paraphrase it for you. Oh, my bad. This has basically been the Wells Fargo excuse going along. My bad. Oh, yeah, we forged all those customer accounts. We ripped off our clients, charged them exorbitant fees that they didn't even need. They should have even been paying. Oh, yeah, my bad. You know what? I coach. I don't allow my players to say my bad when they make a mistake. I said, don't say it. Don't say my bad. Say, get you next time. You make a mistake. You know what? I'll get you next time. We'll fix it. I'll make it better. They're not making anything better. You had that. And then there was another story that came out in regards to what they were doing in their mortgage department and their auto insurance department as well. One thing after another, after another, after another. At what point in time does Wells Fargo become, how shall I put it, a criminal enterprise? At what point in time do we designate Wells Fargo a criminal enterprise? Let me tell you something. Warren Buffett owns a ton of stock, so that's probably not going to happen.
Because, you know, it's Warren Buffett, and he likes Cherry Coke and Dairy Queen, and he's such a nice fella.
Warren Buffett is a shark. Explain this to you. I want everybody to pay close attention. Wells Fargo got caught. Wells Fargo is no different than J.P. Morgan. Wells Fargo is no different than Merrill Lynch. Wells Fargo is no different than Morgan Stanley. They all do the same thing. Nothing has changed. Nothing will change. You get it? They pay their fines and they walk away again and again and again. I'm going to tell everybody a story. You know, certain things in life, you ever think back on your life and you think about there are certain events or certain days, you can pinpoint actual days where you made a decision or you had an experience where your life changed forever. Never going to be the same after that. I'm going to tell you about one of those days for me. This is decades ago. And at that point in time, Markowski Investments is now a three-person unit here. Myself, my brother Michael, and my brother Matthew. At that point in time, it was just my brother Michael and myself. This is decades ago. And we're working big Wall Street firm. Big space, as big as a, like it's like a football field. Desks as far as the eye could see. Quotrons. Screens up on the wall. And they used to communicate with the brokers, because that's what we were. They used to have in essence, called a squawk box is what it is. And this one day, we get called. It's over the microphone, nice and loud. Markowski brothers, get to Jeff's office right away. Bring your book. Oh, boy. Now, every morning, we'd have a morning meeting. And constantly, they were kissing the Markowski team, my brother and I, and our team and our staff, for doing a great job in bringing in new clients to the firm, bringing in new assets to the firm, touting our client retention rate, how well we were doing with our clients, how well our clients were performing. And we were happy. We were happy. But we were obviously failing in one very, very important aspect of working at a big brokerage firm. Commissions. We weren't generating enough in commissions. And I was going to learn this the hard way. So we go into sales manager Jeff's office. Now, if I were to describe sales manager Jeff to you today, we'd be at firm events. The guy was vile. Okay? I didn't like being around him. He made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. He was kind of like a Harvey Weinstein type of a character. I guess a good description. He didn't look like Harvey. Okay? He didn't look like Harvey. He was more of a big football player type of a build. Always had like spit out the side of your mouth. And when he talked, he was one of those close talkers like on Seinfeld. He'd be spitting in your face on a regular basis. He was just vile. He treated women vile. He was just gross. And he was my boss. My boss. So my brother and I, we bring our book of business because that's what was required. Bring our book of business. Now back then, okay, this is before the iPads and stuff, you would actually have books out of binders, client holding pages. It was all written in ink. Sales assistants, our staff would take care of that. So we bring our books of business in, and he brings in, sits us down, starts, you know, what's the matter, you guys? You guys don't got a Ferrari yet. And he starts talking all of this nonsense. And I don't know. I guess it may have worked with many of the guys at the office, but stuff didn't work on us. He's like, yo, you guys got to get yourself a Ferrari. You got to come down and hang out and party in the Hamptons on the weekend. Okay, Jeff, whatever. So he starts going through our book, and he's taking notes. And then he starts telling us, well, you guys are doing a great job with this, 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 and this. But this, guys, you got to do more in commissions here. This is ridiculous. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go to your book, and you're going to move this position, and then you're going to move it into this position. And you know what? We want to buy on this stock here. We want you to move it into this. And he's telling us what we're going to do. And, yeah, we're like, we don't want to do that. Our clients are doing just fine. We're happy where we are. Now, he goes, this is a guy that went from zero to angry in a matter of a half a second. So he was all right. He's, you know, again, his face, picture this guy's face is red. Now he's yelling. Yeah, you know, he got spit flying out his mouth at us. Going off. I mean, he got angry quick. You guys don't understand. And you guys have got to do this. I want to remind you, how did sales manager Jeff get paid? Granted, he had his own clients as well, which, you know, he ripped them off. He made his money based upon the people that he managed and the commissions that they did. He's swearing, he's dropping F-bombs, he's cursing us out, and he's telling us that we're never, ever going to amount to anything in this industry. Get the bleak out of my office. And as we're walking back, and the whole office can hear. Says, you guys have got to understand something. Never forget this. That's not your client's money. It's your money. And boop. That was it. Yeah, very evening, we're plotting our escape. Plotting our escape, which, again, led to all sorts of legal issues and things that, again, it's a whole nother story. Is it any different today? No, it's no different today. Listen, people, you have an account. You're an advisor at Wells Fargo. You're a number. It's the same thing, Morgan Stanley. Doesn't make any difference. Merrill Lynch. Doesn't make any damn difference, people. What has been constant? They say there's two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. No, death, taxes. And you know what? Big banks will try to stick it to you at any chance they can get. And you know what? There are no repercussions for their actions. Again, name for me one person that did any jail time from any of these big firms. One. One. Not one. Never. Never going to happen. Never going to happen because you know what? They'll cut a check. They'll cut a check to the CFPB. Yeah, we'll talk about that later on in the program. They'll cut a check to the SEC. They'll cut a check to FINRA. Yeah, this was small little, you know, run firm. Small little mafia run outfit, boiler room operation. They'd be in jail. But no, they're reliable. They cut big checks to politicians and they walk. Decades ago, when we first started helping out clients, getting people out of the big firms, getting people out of boiler room operations, we told them that there is nothing. There's nothing the regulators are going to do for you. You have to do it yourself. The only way you're gonna force any change is if you move your account. So now you know, okay? We always are adding new affiliates here on the program, all the time. So this is the first time listening into this program. Well, we've been on the air for 18 years now. And we've been saying the same thing again and again and again. And we've been proven right again and again and again before the radio show. Even before the radio show existed, we explained the exact same thing through our newsletter and various different appearances I would make as a guest on radio and TV. Nothing has changed. So now you know. Now you're in the know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Nothing? Well, you do nothing, what's going to happen? Eventually it's going to hit you. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. You need to take personal responsibility over your finances and who you're doing business with. And if an institution has proven, in these institutions, these big banks have proven again and again and again that they could care less about you and your family and your interests, why in God's wonderful creation would you ever work with them? You cannot serve two masters. You understand? Can't. These big financial institutions, their number one priority is profit, their shareholders, not you. Not you. You need to be working with somebody who's independent, an institution that is not publicly traded, someone that is going to put your interests above their own. Get out now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, everything that you need. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline is 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dinovite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dinovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Pulled up a story I wrote almost 20 years ago. I remember exactly where I was when I wrote it. It's my old apartment, my two bedroom apartment down on Broad Street, Lower Manhattan, right across from the New York Stock Exchange. I remember typing away at this. There's a Greek myth about a young boy named Icarus who receives a pair of magic wings. These wings will allow him to fly like a bird. Before Icarus takes off in his first flight, his father warns him not to fly too high and close to the sun, for his wings are going to catch fire from the sun and he will crash and die. The boy lets the warning go in one ear and out the other. That's before I had kids. I understand that now. And he takes off. He soars higher and higher, and he pays no attention to the warning his father gave him. All of a sudden, his wings catch fire, and the boy crashes and burns. Now, this was January of 1999, and I was writing about my thoughts in regards to the markets at that point in time, in particular, what was happening with the tech stocks. A lot of the dot-coms at that point in time. I was whipping boy number one. I would go on radio programs. I'd go on television, and I would discuss what my ideas were and how I didn't think that these companies were going to make it. I didn't like the business models that they had. They didn't have a business model. And I would be made fun of. I was like treated like some sort of Luddite there. I didn't get it. I didn't understand the new economy. I didn't understand that earnings didn't matter anymore. But in fact, earnings always matter. Always matter. And sure enough, we all know what happened. Now, it's funny. Merrill Lynch basically stole my Icarus idea and put it in one of the research reports today, talking about the markets right now and how high they are. Listen, people, back in 1999 when I was predicting a lot of these companies failing, was I bailing on the markets? Was I going to cash? No. I didn't own these companies in the first place. What you need to do, people, and again, I get a lot of questions about this, and rightfully so. When markets go through the roof, it's one of Markowski Investments' financial independence top 20s. When markets go through the roof, you get nervous. Yeah, you should be concerned. Yes, you should be looking for value. Listen, the markets can go much, much higher. They can. Hey, listen, we were told they were going to crash this past year, right? Donald Trump was elected president. Markets can go much, much higher. How do you protect yourself from this? Well, you have to constantly trim. You know, they're seen in Bull Durham when Crash Davis goes out and tells the pitcher, don't think, it only hurts the ball club. If you have a position in your portfolio that is up a significant amount, more, it's making up a greater portion of your portfolio than it is supposed to, well, then what do? You take profits off the table. You reallocate those assets. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of great value companies out there that haven't done that well. So if we've got to come, let's say your Apple stock is done really well. You haven't been selling along the way. You haven't been taking profits along the way. Well, you should. One thing I can't tell you, people, that nobody can tell you. They're always trying to guess on TV when the next correction is going to come. We think it's going to be a Bank of America, Merrill Lynch think there's going to be a major correction in 2018. They don't know. They don't know. They spun a roulette wheel. That's all they did. I don't know. And quite honestly, I don't care. You're going to get to a point in time where you're not going to care whether there's a market correction. The markets are going to come back. You're positioned well. Oh, company's still paying dividends. Great. Oh, I'm able to reallocate those assets. Oh, look, I'll be able to get some more stuff on sale. Look at your portfolio as a business, not a bet. We don't bet. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get your financial plan done the right way, for crying out loud. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Well, I think the allegations against Al Franken were serious. They came from multiple women, and I think he did today what he had to do. I think we similarly saw very serious allegations against Democratic Congressman John Conyers, and he likewise announced he is resigning because those allegations appear to be backed up and credible and true, and I think that was the right thing to do as well.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz earlier today, when asked about Senator Al Franken and his resignation, Franken made a speech earlier today on the Senate floor. Cruz also addressed Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore.
If they are true, I said at the time, if these allegations are true, Roy Moore should have dropped out and allowed the people of Alabama to vote for a strong conservative.
Hurricane force winds are creating infernos as wildfires worsen in Southern California. Forecasters say the winds could hit close to 80 miles an hour, reversing any progress firefighters may have made. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. 1515. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You've got a cute way of talking.
I really don't watch. People ask questions about various different hosts, or they saw something on Fox News or MSNBC or CNN. I don't watch anymore, people. Not to mention, in fact, a lot of the advertisements that I see run make my blood boil. They do. They make my blood boil. In particular, all of those damn gold and silver ads and gold coin ads and all that crap. Let me be clear with everyone. Okay, you're listening to my program and you hear a gold or silver ad. I'm not getting a dime off that, just so you know. I'm not making a dime. I'm not endorsing it. You get it? I'm so sick and tired of having people from all over the country buying into this, now these commercials where you're watching. It's creepy. It's like people fondling gold coins. Who's that has-been actor that's always doing some commercial? He's doing one at a golf club. He's doing one at his ranch. He's doing another one on the deck of a retired destroyer. Robert Wagner does it. There's other ones, too. It's not just Robert Wagner. There's a couple of them. I mean, honestly, just retire for crying out loud. They don't know what the hell they're pitching. Have you ever noticed? Hey, you get a lot of conservative talk radio show hosts that pitch this stuff. I buy all my gold out here. Yeah, did they ever tell you how much gold they're actually buying? Yeah, didn't think so. Anyway, surprise, surprise. Hey, you know what the government's doing? The government's ripping people off with gold coins. That's right. The U.S. Mint. Oh, you think, oh, it's the U.S. Mint. Funny when they interview, oh, former head of the U.S. Mint. You mean former head of that institution that rips people off? Because they do. The U.S. Mint rips people off. They're making a fortune selling people gold and silver coins. Oh, it can't be. It can't be. It's the government. Exactly. Exactly. So the Wall Street Journal covered this past week. After years of making pennies and nickels that cost more to produce than they are worth, the Treasury Department is making a mint off a line of pricey American Eagle coins. And they get Sam the Eagle from the Muppets to come pitch the darn things. American Eagle coins in what is known as proof condition. Oh, shut up. Proof condition. This is like taking me back to as a kid collecting baseball cards when you had mint condition and VG condition. Proof condition. They put them in little plastic cases. It's never been, oh my God, they've never been touched by human hands. Guess what? Americans bought $112 million worth of these gold coins, silver coins last year. Guess what the markup is? 25%. That's right. You bought yourself a trinket. Congratulations. A trinket. Like those porcelain dolls that they tell you that are somehow collector's items, right? They did a South Park episode where the senior citizens at the nursing home actually used them as a form of currency. 25% markup over per ounce gold prices. That's a premium that can run as high as $360 per coin. Hey, want better? How about the silver? Silver coins carry more than a 200% premium over market silver prices. Now, people, what do you think would happen to me if I charged a 25% markup on a purchase of a security? How about a 200% premium, huh? Yeah. Yeah. It's Markowski Investments. Hey, if you're Wells Fargo, you might be able to get away with that. But not at Markowski Investments. We go to jail. Are you kidding? Oh, yes, but you're told by the nice people that, oh, you know, well, back in the day, you know, the government can't seize your gold coins. People, you're losing your shirts. So what? So you can fondle your gold coins at home, your silver coins at home? It is a racket. This is an investment scam that is run by the government. It's also run by the dealers are worse. You're still getting the best deal if you're going straight to the U.S. government. The dealers also charge a commission on top of that. Listen, people, we're helping people out who have been victimized by this, but there's only so much we can do. Again, get the help you need at our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. We will do what we can. Again, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Every single time I hear this stuff, I think a gold member. I love gold! We'll be back.
I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. you may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Dinovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChaps free.
New, improved LicoChaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChaps
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Dinovite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, it's funny. Is you get a lot of these gold companies out there. They hear about, well, they hear financial program and they come running. This past week, another offer to advertise on my show. This was a company, transfer, make your IRA a gold IRA, and how to do this. And they wanted to advertise on this program. And I listened to this stuff and I laughed. I said, are these people kidding me? Do they ever listen to my program? Or maybe they're just so used to anybody being bought at any point in time that they think, you know, hey, we'll throw this money at them and they'll definitely run it. You know, this was over 10 years ago, one of the gold companies was telling me how they were explaining to me that I was going to get a portion of the gold sales that they were making. And I'm like, is that even legal? I was confused. I said, how is that even legal? And I said, how can you afford to pay me all of this money to run ads on my show unless you are ripping the customer off? But there was obviously no concern about that whatsoever. Anyway, quick story here. This is in regards to Obamacare. Again, it's open enrollment time, people, and I'm there with you. My health insurance company, kaput, gone bankrupt. But I'm also here to tell you that the regulations that were put forth, Rand Paul, Donald Trump, have helped. They have. I'm going to get a better policy, much better policy in 2018 than I had in 2017 because I'm able to group my health insurance with other companies from all around the country, and I'm able to get better prices, better deals, and a lower deductible. It's still not great, but I have to say, yeah, it's a hell of a lot better than what I had. So I do appreciate that, Rand Paul and Donald Trump. I do. There's a story as well talking about how hospitals around the country are going to have to declare bankruptcy. One of the things that most people didn't realize is that due to Obamacare, money stopped going to hospitals. The government used to subsidize hospitals, help hospitals out for all of the patients that didn't pay. We're a benevolent society. Anybody shows up at a hospital, you don't pay? Hey, you don't pay. Government helps pay for all of the losses that they take. Well, that went away due to Obamacare. And what's happening, just like we told you it would, people are now, I've got health insurance. You've got what? You've got health insurance, but you can't afford the health insurance. So people are paying for their health insurance, which they can't afford, and then they find out something bad happens. They break a leg or something worse. And they find out, you know what? I've got this ginormous deductible, and you know what? I can't afford to pay the deductible. And what are they doing? They're not paying it. So who is stuck? The hospital's stuck. What's happening? Oh, no. Nobody's helping us out with all of these bills that aren't being paid. Then what? Oh, yeah, we may have to go bankrupt. But what did you think was going to happen? And they constantly tout these numbers. Oh, the amount of people that are insured out there. Insured? Most people don't have $15,000 a year in medical expenses. Most people don't. We talk about the savings rate here in the country. Most people don't have the money to pay an $8,000 hospital bill. And that's what they're facing. So they have to pay this astronomical premium for insurance that they can't even afford to use, in essence, to pad statistics. Yes, the whole thing is absolutely and utterly moronic. But we told you that from the get-go. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Yes, we do have healthcare planning kits. It's a big part of financial planning, okay? A big part. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, the Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen called on Congress. This is it for her. Their last speech in front of Congress. called on Congress to adopt policies that will get U.S. economic growth out of its disappointingly slow post-recession pattern. She said that there are structural factors that need to be addressed here. Among them are an aging population that has translated to slower labor force growth, as well as the, quote, unusually sluggish productivity growth. And I quote, to generate a sustained boost in economic growth without causing inflation that is too high, we will need to address these underlying causes. In this regard, the Congress might consider policies that encourage business investment and capital formation, improve the nation's infrastructure, raise the quality of our educational system, and support innovation and the adoption of new technologies. Hey, Janet. How come you didn't say any of these things when Barack the Magnificent was in charge? Did we hear anything like this when Barack was in charge? No. She was scared. Okay. The Fed is a political animal. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, it's a political animal. And Janet was scared. Now, let's take a look at some of the things that have been happening. We've got GDP growth revised upward 3.3%. Consumer confidence breaks another record, hits a 17-year high. Christmas bonuses to jump 66% to 1,797. New home starts through the roof. I go right on down the list. A lot of good economic news. Good economic, not great. I was actually asked that question this past week and what I thought of the booming economy. And I said, whoa, we're not booming. I'll give you booming. When we can have sustained economic growth above 4%, then we're booming. We're not booming by any stretch right now. But I do have to give credit where credit is due. And I want to remind everybody listening to this program, we are equal opportunity bashers here on the show. You're going to hear me go after Democrats. You're going to hear me go after Republicans. You'll hear me go after the president, whether he's a Republican, Democrat, or Donald Trump, because he's neither. Doesn't make any difference. Donald Trump is doing a great job in reducing regulations. A great job on making it easier for businesses to start and grow. We still have a long way to go. We do. Again, there's a lot of hullabaloo going on in regards to the CFPB and Dodd-Frank. And yes, Dodd-Frank needs to be dismantled. Sarbanes-Oxley needs to be dismantled. Here's another example. George W. Bush was a much worse regulator than Bill Clinton ever was. Much worse. You want to have more businesses, you want to have more capital getting out to businesses? Well, you actually have to have institutions that actually lend to small businesses. We don't have them. We don't have them. These small businesses, they're not going to go to a bank. Are you kidding me? You know how difficult it is to go to a bank and get a loan if you're a small business? They're not interested in lending to them. Small banks are gone. They've been killed off. You want to think about the irony of the entire thing. They put in down all these regulations with Dodd-Frank that made the big firms, which were involved in the financial crisis, made them omnipotent and killed off all the small ones that had nothing to do with it. That's what it did. We need more smaller lending institutions out there that are going to focus on the community and get capital. Because the reality of the situation is that capital used by small businesses is going to be used to grow jobs. You look back over the past 30 years, if you look at company large businesses, it's a net zero. They hire, they fire when it comes to jobs. All the jobs growth that we've seen in this country over the past 30 years has been due to companies that are 5 years old and younger. You don't believe me? Look it up. Not to mention the fact that's where innovation comes from. Again, we have and I've talked about it, it's my watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. We do have an elite. We have a ruling elite. And big business is a part of it. I talked about Wells Fargo to start off the program. The hell do they care? Oh, they got caught ripping their clients off. So what? It's going to happen to them. They're going to pay a fine. They're going to continue doing business. It's not supposed to be this way, people. And it goes for all these U.S. Chamber of Commerce businesses. Politicians love this stuff. They collect big checks. Hey, you're holding your little fundraiser down at the Georgetown watering hole, and you got the fishbowl in the middle. It's much easier to call a few companies up that are all powerful than try to get lots of different businesses there. It's the last thing in the world these politicians want. So, yeah. Are we doing okay right now? Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing well. We are not booming. I've written about this countless occasions. This is a country that has potential that completely untapped. Untapped. All we need is to get the Lilliputians out of the way. We need to get big government out of the way. We need to empower entrepreneurs. Bring back what was dubbed years ago, animal spirits. Oh, trust me. They're coming back. The bulk of my clientele from all over the country, all over the world for that matter, are small business owners. And they are feeling more confident. They are getting more and more excited about going out there and looking to build and expand. This is what has always made this country great. The ability to succeed beyond your wildest dreams and also fail. Again, what's our motto here? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And that's what it takes to own a business. We just need more of them. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. All sorts of great stuff at the site. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Well, I think the allegations against Al Franken were serious. They came from multiple women, and I think he did today what he had to do. I think we similarly saw very serious allegations against Democratic Congressman John Conyers, and he likewise announced he is resigning because those allegations appear to be backed up and credible and true, and I think that was the right thing to do as well.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz earlier today, when asked about Senator Al Franken and his resignation, Franken made a speech earlier today on the Senate floor. Cruz also addressed Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore.
If they are true, I said at the time, if these allegations are true, Roy Moore should have dropped out and allowed the people of Alabama to vote for a strong conservative.
Hurricane force winds are creating infernos as wildfires worsen in Southern California. Forecasters say the winds could hit close to 80 miles an hour, reversing any progress firefighters may have made. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play Holiday Music.
even board games like Monopoly. Stay